Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. That classic official. But it's all about
Jesus.
No doubt there's a God who sent.
Jesus.
I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're outside of all you made, you stay with the clay, and you're our potter. We can't say, why'd you make us this way? You're our father. Reign and you reign over kings. You're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers the theme. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction. Took the cross beam to redeem. Plus, you got a strong election.
No best, but oh yeah.
You give strong protection.
No stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now, that's a strong connection. You hear me now since the sun's palms were stressed in. We take the 150 of Psalm suggestion.
Praise.
You got a love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one. You don't run in this unsequel.
You
to the
son,
for the son of
us.
We give honor to the one who sent.
You
to the son, for the son of us. Give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus the son sent one, the word Logos. Got a few names and then some you heard Agua. I'm not sure if you have, so I gotta. But him and his ways will set a stage, I'm like, ta-da. I try to tell the people on the block they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue. No truth, people are the same, this is so true. But those two people get your reign, this is so you. Cause this is great, and I found that your grace is special. But it's common like a Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands, same hands with them holes in them. Gotta hold up control on this land. Man, you got the mold in his hands.
Hands mold human soul.
Plus the body, the soul goes in the plan. What's the take on flexing, lifts and left, dies and rise to save men and women been stepped.
Yep.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Jesus.
We give honor to the one you sent.
Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Last but not least, the paraclete I speak on. Full deity, but often the people sleep on. The low-key, invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing. He gives life to the Holy Spirit for reborn. For some, this is just a
reintroduction.
Or this God sending it.
We ain't accustomed.
He interrupting.
Drop belief in our guts and
light in his face, I guess you say.
We got a trust fund.
He's called advocate. With no magic kid, he's just miraculous. Act, he doesn't abracadabra it. Some call him it or a power. Not a person, we call him a powerful person. We did hours of searching. We can grieve him
and lie to him.
The scriptures he breathes and open our eyes to him. We can live or die to him. We can give a cry to him. Hands in the air, groans go up and come back. Answers the prayer. Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars. Your humility's killing me. You willingly seem to let applause go to the Father and the Son, both described as the Savior. You always put the Jesus and you slide off the radar. You enter in a heart that is wired for chaos. With just a little spark, new desires are there. The faith to get supplied, you revive from the graveyard. I mention you as God cause you are when we praise ya. Ah, oh man, I know. I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wave. You're a fresh wave.
Movement, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You got any doubts, you don't need them no more. Let's go.
Ain't no doubt about it. This is one thing that I know.
I know, I know.
And I'm so glad about it, and I can't wait till I go.
Go, go, go. I'm headed when I'm gone, and when I go, I ain't got a leader light song, cause I ain't coming
coming back. I'm out like a running back on that highway to heaven. Said my goodbyes to the reverend. No doubt, no ifs, ands, or wannabes. The way I'm talking like an angel right in front of me. Walk through life with the confidence. It's obvious that obviously G-O-D is in me. Me is in I is in he that believes in the Holy Trinity. Even though I sin, I'm still gon' win. So you'll always see a grin over my chinny chin chin. Preaching in my fitted cap, lifting up the brim. Jeans sag low, covering up most of the chin. Christian's like, wow, he looks like a Christian now. But your boy loves God, that's just my style.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know. And I'm so glad about it, and I can't wait till I go.
The rumors I ain't buying, so all you scientists, I need to stop crying. Nobody knows the hour of the day, so get yourself together, cause it might be the day. Said it was supposed to happen on May 21st. Only thing that happened, Harold got his feelings hurt. Yeah, that's what I am, man. I seen hell's another version of quicksand. But see, we Christians, we can run the distance. If you get tired, I'll hold you up like a big stand. When your problems pile up like a dishpan. When your situation is tighter than a wristband. Just pray, homie, you don't need a wish, man. Watch Jesus give you a hand like Michigan. Yo, what?
Are you a believer? That's what I'm talking about. Are you a believer? Can I get that in the background? Are you a believer? Hold on.
Woo!
Okay.
One of the feel good joints, man. Stop sinning.
Okay.
It's a movement, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What it is? What's happening? What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Appreciate you being here. Be in the building. Today's topic, Christ must be glorified this Christmas 2021. All right. Yeah, this is the Christmas episode for 2021. Christ must be glorified this Christmas, this Christmas. Jesus Christ is the Lord. This ain't pagan, and this ain't religion over here. This right here is God's kingdom come and God's will being done. Yeah, this right here, is God's kingdom come and God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Crush Santa Claus. Satan Claus, same letters. Santa, Satan, same letters. Crush Santa Claus, crush Satan Claus, same letters. This is your Christmas episode for 2021. I celebrate Christ Jesus, do you? Look at your neighbor and say, I celebrate Christ Jesus, do you? Merry Christmas. Christ Jesus will stay in Christmas. Yeah, Christ Jesus will stay in Christmas 2021 on. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis. Today's topic, Christ must be glorified this Christmas. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Holler at your boy on Instagram at Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. Instagram at Joshua Oasis Grant. On Instagram, Facebook, Joshua is Messenger Grant. On Facebook, Joshua is Messenger Grant. Facebook. You know what I'm talking about? Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Celebrate Jesus, do you? Yeah, I like that. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is an interactive worldwide broadcast. This is an interactive worldwide broadcast, meaning you can interact with us through the internet. You can interact with us by listening. You can interact through the chat room when we are live. You can interact by calling in and listening that way, or even talking by pressing 1, and it'll let us know that you're ready to speak. Over here, we get that prayer. We're gonna pray in a minute. Over here, we pray. Over here, we worship. Over here, we praise. Over here, we read and we hear these scriptures and we do these scriptures. We believe these scriptures. That's right. Hearers and doers. So that's how we get our problem solved, by us doing what the word says. We got to have faith and action. Okay? Merry Christmas to everybody. Good Christmas to all. I'm talking about the best Christmas ever to all God's people, man. Whether you've been walking with him, been faithful to him, or just came to him in these last few years. Come on, man. Or today, or what have you. What you going to do? Yeah, come on over here to Jesus. It's time to pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for letting us make it this far throughout the year, Father, to see this Christmas Eve. But thank you for blessing us to do this Christmas broadcast in 2021 on Christmas Eve. Father, you gave us a Saturday for Christmas, doing this broadcast on a Friday, so we can celebrate with the family on Saturday. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Father, as we celebrate you and you giving us the best gift ever, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And we give you glory. And we give you praise for that, Father. As we receive, Father, forgiveness. As we receive love. As we receive mercy and grace. As we receive peace and joy from you, Father. And everything else that I didn't mention that you're going to give us, Father. Thank you, Father, for letting us give gifts and letting us receive gifts as you have, Father. And thank you for others, Father, who may not have. And I pray right now that you touch the ones who get lonely and sad and want to be mad around this time, Father, that they will see the truth, you, in this whole situation and in life, period. For we celebrate you every day. Father, you have your way. Thank you for Jesus. Father, forgive us. Love us continually. We receive everything from you in the name of Jesus. And I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. We be on that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Teaching Tuesdays. We started off like that. And that's what it was called. Then we changed it to hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And in the future, hip hop and Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Well, yeah, that's 7 p.m. Eastern when we take the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, usually 3 chapters on those Bible study episodes, man. And however God leads and break these scriptures down for us, man, we go into it, man. Take our time with it. We usually do live Saturdays, every Saturdays, we go live at 11 a.m. Eastern. Today is Friday, you know what I'm saying? But whenever you listen, appreciate you tuning in. Much love to you and blessings to you. Hope this broadcast is a blessing to you. As, you know, I'm just glorifying God, man. You know, out here in the open on this worldwide broadcast, this stage. But appreciate everybody tuning in. We go live Saturdays at 11 a.m. We do topics from the all-knowing one, just like today. Yeah, Christ must be glorified this Christmas or this Christmas. Christ must be glorified this Christmas 2021. I celebrate Christ Jesus. Do you? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So appreciate everybody tuning in. We're going to get into it in a few. We're about to go into the worship segment where we worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. We worship and we praise God in the spirit and in the truth. All you got to do is be real and sincere and be, you know, just taking out time to live unto God on purpose and to worship God on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what this is about, living unto God on purpose, not just when we take a little time and pencil him in. And he said, acknowledge me in all of your ways. That's the good and the bad ones, right? All right, then. Yes, sir. So we about to worship and praise God on purpose. Get our mind on him on purpose, our heart tuned in to him on purpose. Yeah. And that's what meditating about. Yeah, focusing in on purpose without the distractions. Lifting our hands up to God, recognizing, realizing who Jesus is. Oh, we're going to celebrate Jesus this day. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, Christ must be glorified this Christmas 2021. Let's worship and pray in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah, yeah.
Dedicate this one to you, Lord, your ambassador, yours truly. It's true. Yeah. Is the choice of the majority. Jesus seems to be the choice of only the minority, but he's the ultimate authority. We call the sovereignty, the most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me without restraint. Who knows how hard the heart will be? The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie. And my block could be proof, soaking anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity. Everything from robbery to sodomy to improperly getting cash to girls who flash like photography without properly understanding biblical prophecy. You can't possibly see where to stop with me. Enduring all the verbal mockery. Got to be cause he loved me like women love a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me. He adopted me. Now I'm in his family and I'm God's property. And periodically some youth don't want to copy me. As a copy, he's saving so no one lives sloppily. And when I start to get wobbly, God will be mercy and grace the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack cause of our poverty. Fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our body. I believe I'm a diver, sure not probably. You right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's gotta be, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out to sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks would be. Aww. But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me. Yeah, that's why I love him. Yo, that's why I love him. Bring
word.
I love you, Jesus.
Know it, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
No one above you.
Yes, I do.
You know it, Lord. Well, she's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me, cause we used to go together, kinda like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that parted the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B. Ought to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I'm one to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on a tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus.
Wave your hands and declare. send the praise to Africa. Somebody send the praise to China.
Praise
Israel. Open up your mouth, church. It's what I do. Yes, church. Open up your mouth and somebody clap those hands and declare.
Praise
what I do.
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Jesus is alive all over the world. And don't you dare. Yeah, leave Christ out of this Christmas. You better look to your Lord and Savior and don't just, you know, just look to him one time. Just, I mean, let this be the start. If you haven't been doing it, yeah, he is. That's God's love displayed to all of us, Jesus Christ. God's love manifested to all of us through Jesus the Christ. For God is the one that loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. So you better make some noise. Yes, sir. Celebrate, man. Celebrate. God is good all the time. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yes, sir. When hip-hop meets the Christ. We up in here. This episode, this broadcast, today's topic of Christ must be glorified this Christmas 2021. Yeah, hashtag this ain't pagan, it's all God. Yeah, right. Hashtag this ain't pagan, it's all God. I'm about to add that hashtag to this right now. Hold on, y'all. Let me add this. While I add this, listen to this. Yes, sir. I felt smooth in. Felt smooth for some reason. Yes, sir. We're back up in here. Yes, sir. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. All right, I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Today's topic, Christ must be glorified this Christmas 2021. Jesus Christ is the Lord. This ain't pagan. And this ain't religion. This right here. Yeah, this here. This right here is God's kingdom come and God's will being done. It's on display. You know what I'm talking about? God capturing as much as he can right now from this ministry. Over this way. Capturing as much as he can right now on this broadcast. So hope you tune in whenever you tune in. Appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we got to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Right now it's 2021. At the end of 2021. We got about, what, 6-7 more days and everything? December the 24th, tomorrow's Christmas, tomorrow's Christmas, you know, happy holidays up in here, Merry Christmas, I do that one, you know what I'm talking about, but yeah, man, so a few more days, but it's been off the chain, man, so we need to repent. Humans been off the charts, trusting more in what man's saying and what more in what man is developing than what God has already told and finished, what Jesus already finished for us. All it takes is faith. They don't want to use that. But those of us who will, hallelujah. Let's get it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, man. For sure, man. So, yeah, man. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we crushing Satan up in here. Yeah, crush Satan, Claus, crush Santa, Claus. Yeah, Satan, Santa, same letters. Mm-hmm. But this is your Christmas episode for 2021. I celebrate Christ Jesus. That right? I celebrate Christ Jesus. Do you? Simple. Okay. I celebrate Christ Jesus. Do you? Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. Christ Jesus will stay in Christmas. Mm-hmm. Christ Jesus will stay in Christmas. 2021 and beyond. Yeah, from 2021 on, Christ will stay in Christmas. Hashtag this ain't pagan. It's all God. Instagram your homie at Joshua Oasis Grant. That's me. Instagram. All right, Facebook, your homie, Joshua, his messenger, Grant. His messenger, one word, his messenger spelled just like it is, his messenger, but just put together, one word. Joshua, his messenger, Grant. They wouldn't let me put Joshua Oasis Grant on Facebook, so we went with his messenger. But Joshua, at Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram, and Joshua, his messenger, Grant on Facebook. As we continue on, remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. We do record live on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. The call-in number only works when we are live, and the call-in number is 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. This is if the internet is ever messing up while we're recording live, you can call in to that number. Or if you just want to call in, you know, through your phone and listen through your earbuds, whatever you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I suggest the internet, but, you know, however you want to do it, you know what I mean, to get through there. Because, you know, the internet, sometimes it messes up, but that number works. 563-999-3702. You can also talk by pressing 1. If you got something to say, you want to add something to the broadcast or what have you. All right, you can listen on the go. Like I said, take your earbuds with you. You can listen live, or you can listen from the archives. Archives are real good, too. Go back and listen, you know, pull up the old, you know, the older broadcast or the past broadcast or what have you. You'll still be blessed because the Word of God is living. And that's definitely what you're going to hear. And we're about to get into that as we keep moving on. I'm ready. You know, I'll be trying to get to the scriptures more than anything. All right, because this is when hip-hop, you're going to get that hip-hop, but this is when hip-hop meets the Christ, someone greater than hip-hop. All right, all right? Someone who started this hip-hop thing, yeah, God. Ain't nobody harder than God, man. All right? Yeah, for real. He's the Almighty, the all-powerful one. Mm-hmm. The most richest, wealthy, yes, sir, G-O-D, God on deck. Not man who called himself God. Who lost his mind and thought of you. Okay, let me go on. But yeah, donations are accepted over this way. If you want to give, your God still loves cheerful givers. All right, cheerful givers, stand up. All right, donations are accepted. All right, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Yeah, shall men give unto your bosom. For the same measure you use, it shall be measured back to you. And these ain't words of Oasis. These are words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Where he talk about giving. And if you know, it's going to be given back to you. You want people to give to you, right? Good measure. You want, you know, get paid. You want a good measure, though. Yeah, press down. Yeah, you want that shaking together and running over. Shall men give unto you that if you give God's way. And then be cheerful. Let your heart be joyful about giving. Not grudgingly. Not of necessity. Because God loves a cheerful giver. And you give out of your own free will. Yeah, you give out of your own free will. That's how all offerings started. Your own free will. Okay? I believe that's the difference between Cain and Abel's offering. Mm-hmm. Cain, his offering must have been grudgingly. You know what I'm saying? And then Abel's offering must have been cheerfully. He gave him the best. I know that much. So he was cheerful about giving. Cheerful about giving. God loves cheerful givers. All right? So, yeah, Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. If you want to give over here to this ministry, Joshua at Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. Yeah, Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. Also, when hip hop meets the Christ at hotmail.com on PayPal. When hip hop meets the Christ at hotmail.com on PayPal. Like I said, this is, you know, just an opportunity for you to give if you want to give. All right? I pay to preach, so I definitely don't preach for money. I preach for God. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what your opinion is. This between me and God. All right, then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Now, Give my help already. We ready. As we moving on to the next segment of the broadcast, the Knock 'em Down episode of the broadcast. Yeah, this is the Knock 'em Down episode. Joshua and Walls don't get along. Yeah, Joshua knocked them walls down. God used Joshua. And, you know, Joshua obeyed God. And the results was that the wall of the enemies of God came down. They had a wall up, and that was their security. But the people had to march around the wall, according to God, for 7 days. And on the seventh day, yeah, one time for the 7 days, and on the seventh day, they would have marched around seven times and then shout and blow the trumpets and everything. And the wall came on down because of the people of God. And God's still that almighty one right now to this day, 2021. People forgot. They acting like he not him. But yeah, we're reminded of it. Those of us who choose him back, yeah, he chose us. Many a call for you are chosen. Yeah. God loved the world. Called everybody. Chose all of them, right? Chose us, called us. Now what you going to do with it? Because I celebrate Jesus, do you? I answered the call. Have you? This is something to think about. Something to realize. It's something that we need to do. But yeah, this is the Knock 'em Down. Joshua's wall. Knock 'em down. God versus any issue, any problem, or concern of humans equals victory for you. Yeah, God versus your issue or your issues. God versus your problem or your problems. God versus your concern or concerns, yeah, of us humans. God can bring us out victorious. Yeah, victory. That means victory for you. He's going to bring us out victorious. This is also going to be the chance for the thin skin and the itching ears, the easily offended folks, and the folks that's being nosy and want to, you know, come over here and pick this out and pick that apart and whatever. This is your chance to leave. Go find something else to do with yourself, or you can stay, but you got to repent. That means you got to submit to God, not just for this moment. You got to stop doing things your way. All right? So, yeah, let me play my theme music right now. Yeah, thin skin, itching ears, folks. This is your chance and opportunity to either leave or stay and repent and hear what thus says the Lord. Like to hear it.
Oh!
Here it goes.
Hey! Uh-huh. Yeah! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible is unreliable, a vicious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the
lies
right
before the fourth. Yeah, man. I really ain't got no issue for today, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, my issue is I'm ready to hear from the word of God. I'm ready to hear God's word, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I'm ready to hear God's word. Christ must be glorified this Christmas, 2021. Hashtag, this ain't pagan. It's all God. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 61 then. Yeah, just a few verses today. Not going to be before you long, for real. I just have two places we going. The first place is Isaiah, chapter number 61. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. This is your Christmas episode. Excuse me. This is your Christmas episode, 2021. Merry Christmas. Isaiah 61, 1, we read in verses 1 through 3. I hope you got your heart open and your mind open. You're ready to receive now, because you know God is the best giver. The reason we get to get gifts, if you are blessed enough to get gifts or what have you, fortunate enough, if you buy somebody something, if you give somebody something, you receive something, okay? The reason we get it is because of this Jesus celebration. God's gift to us, God's gift to humans. The angels celebrated, and they be celebrating, so we need to do the same thing, man. You know what I'm talking about? We are sons of God. We are led by the Spirit of God, all right? Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Yeah, that's for you too. Take it personal. I'm reading it. I'm taking it for me, and I'm sharing it with y'all. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." That's what the word says. Why is the Spirit of the Lord God upon me? Number one, that's a good, great thing right there. The Spirit of the Lord God being upon you. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me this day. Going to go into tomorrow and over into the new year, because we're not just going to come in here and hear God in this moment and feel good for this moment. We're going to learn to hear what God is saying and do it in our everyday lives. Your will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. All right, so the Spirit of we in Isaiah chapter number 61, verse number one, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to do what? Tidings. To preach." And okay, to preach what? Good tidings. Good things, right? "Unto the meek." Yeah, the meek, the ones that will hear, the ones that will be humble enough to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying these days. Through you, through his word, everything. All right. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." So if you're brokenhearted, this is good tidings. He's going to bind up the brokenhearted. That's why he has anointed us with his Spirit, right? Yeah. Put his Spirit on you, the word of the Lord. He is his word. That's why you continue to seek a word from the Lord, but the best place to get the word from the Lord is his word, the Bible. Yeah, this ain't man written. If you read the Bible and it tells you that God wrote the commandments in stone, the finger of God. It says that in Genesis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it had to be God, because Moses, who was born in Exodus, he wrote Genesis. You see what I'm saying? So God had to give him that. So we here to preach the good tidings unto the meek, those who are willing, those who will be humble enough to put their faith in God. Yeah, humble enough to hear and to put their faith in God. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, right? If you're brokenhearted, here goes some good news for you. We're here to bind that up, to proclaim liberty to the captives. If you feel like you're in bondage, here's the liberty. Here's the way, the truth, and the life to liberty. Right? Here's the way for your heart to be, your broken heart to be mended right here, Jesus, right? All right? And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. God can open up physical prisons. He did it before in Acts. He did it. He do it now with different cases and everything. He can do it now. Somebody may be praying that that person, their son, daughter, or, you know, brother, sister, dad, or somebody get out of jail, and, you know, aunt, uncle, somebody, I don't know. Maybe they're falsely accused. They don't need to be in there. Some people need to be in there, but maybe they one of the ones that don't need to be in there, and God can work that thing out. And that can be a good gift for you, because he said, he has sent us to open the prison to them that are bound. That's even those that's bound in their minds and in their hearts. Stone cold hearted. God can still reach you. Yeah, he'll make you fall into a stone cold place. However, God is good. So the Spirit of the Lord God, we got started in Isaiah chapter 61 and got stuck in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. We got stuck because this verse is loaded. It's one verse, but it's loaded. We ain't going to do number three verses, but the whole chapter is loaded, because this is the first verse. We're going to do three verses. Then we're going to go to one more place in the Bible, and then that's it for this
Christmas 2021 broadcast. So Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, we are not stuck, and it's a good one to be stuck at. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. This goes for you too. To preach good tidings unto the meek, whoever willing to listen. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. That's what we do. We don't come to break your heart. We come to bind it up. Yeah, mend it. To proclaim, yeah, heal your broken heart. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Those that's trapped. Yeah, this is the liberty, the way to liberty. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yeah, God, speak your language. Open the prison up. Yeah, spiritually and physically, yeah. Verse 2 says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And this has been going on for a long time. Well, for the last few years, about, I guess, for the last 5 to 7 years, it's been the acceptable year of the Lord. And at the same time, it's the day of vengeance of our God. Yeah, especially since 2020. In 2021, and we're going on to 2022 with the Omicron virus part, a variant of the coronavirus. Yeah, they just thought we were going to leave coronavirus in 2020. Well, we about to be in 2022. And that mother says Omicron supposed to be stronger than ever, stronger than vaccines and everything, breaking through that thing like, because man won't get it in his head and in his heart to listen to his creator, who want to be their father. If they got to accept Jesus, they won't listen, though. They hard-headed and hard-hearted. But whosoever will, come on. Because this is, we're proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord. So he know how to bless those that put their faith in him. And he know how to crush those who do not. And he not a respecter of person. This goes for the young, old, what have you. Because wicked adults have wicked seeds. Uh-oh, yeah. I didn't know this broadcast was going to be this good like this, but yeah, we up in here. So the Spirit of the Lord God is coming to preach good tidings to those that's meek. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us to bind up or heal the brokenhearted. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us to proclaim liberty to the ones that's captive, to the ones that's trapped up, to go the way out. Jesus, the way, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. That's what the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us for. All right, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is verse 2, Isaiah 61. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and at the same time, right, the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn, yeah, at the same time. Blessing and cursing coming. Yep, God blessing the obedience and crushing and cursing the disobedience. Jesus is soon to come. He's still coming, man. Alright? God gonna snatch his spirit off of the earth. That's what it's about. That's what Jesus coming back is about. God snatching his spirit off the earth. And the way people pushing God out of everything, they want a godless world, so he gonna snatch his spirit off the earth. I don't care if the word rapture ain't in here, the event rapture of the rapture of God taking his spirit off the earth is in here, and Jesus coming back is in here several times. Alright, so to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. The acceptable year of the Lord, if you had faith in God since 2020 and in 2021, and you still got, okay, you got faith in him, you're going into 2022 with it. This God now accepts our works. He now accepts them. That's within Ecclesiastes. He now accepts our works. So, and I got to read it. I didn't know this verse was going to be here either. But I'm going to read it since this is the Christmas episode and it's about blessings. And y'all think it's about presents, but God going to give a present, a real good one. He giving them out now, real good. And watch this one, though. So it says, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, here goes another blessing, gift for you. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we're going to start with verse 7, and then we're going to go back over there in Isaiah, finish that up, because I told you I was going two places, but
God said we're going three places. So Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 7. We're going to start right there. It says, go your way. Eat your bread with joy. Okay? God telling you this. This is God's word. Not Oasis's word. This is God, the Almighty's word. Go your way. Eat your bread with joy. You enjoy this, right? With joy. Drink your wine. Mm-hmm. That's what the word is saying. Drink your wine with a merry heart. Just watch how much you drink. You know what I'm talking about? Drink your wine, though, with a merry heart. So eat with joy. Drink with a merry heart. For God, okay, drink your juice or drink your water, whatever you drink. All right? For God now accepts your works, though. See that? This is the acceptable. We're proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord. God now accepts your works. This is Ecclesiastes 9, 7, 2020. Been very prophetic and spiritual like never before. You know, I mean, we closer. We can see. We really can see 2020. That's what it was about, right? We can see God clear. 2021, 2022, all right? So God now accepts your work. You got faith in him? Okay. Let your garments be always white, and let your head lack no ointment. Be ready, be clean, be ready. You know, always white. That's cleanliness, right? Let your head lack no ointment, the anointing of God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That oil and anointment and that ointment. All right, so verse 9, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9 says, live joyfully. See that? I tell you, God didn't come to destroy your life. And he'll tell the stuff that's wrong. But he wants you to live joyfully with the wife whom you love. And if you are not married, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is your wife or your husband. Mm-hmm. So live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity. So even if you do have a husband or wife, yeah, live joyfully with them all the days of your vanity. But don't forget, while you're celebrating and living joyfully, don't forget who's telling you this. And God also letting us know that your life is still vanity. It's still passing away. Don't get caught up on this earth. Make sure you're giving God your worship and praise and his glory in your life, humans. All right? So live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity, which he, God, has given you under the sun all the days of your vanity. All of us, we're not going to be here forever. I don't care how many boosters you get. Yes, sir. For that is your portion in this life and in your labor, which you take under the sun. Whatever you find, okay, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you are going. Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10, right? Verse 11 says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, just because they fast, that ain't given to them, nor the battle to the strong, that ain't given to them just because they stronger. Mm-mm. But you got to outlast them, it's endurance. Neither yet bread to the wise, because they wise, that don't mean they get the bread. Mm-mm. Nor yet riches to the men of understanding. What? Yeah. Because they understand it all don't mean they get the riches, nor yet favor to men of skill. But check this out. Time and chance happens to all. Time and chance happens to them all. Know that. Yeah. Know that. Yeah. Time and chance happens to us all. All right. Back over here to Isaiah 61 so we can finish this up. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is that Christmas episode for 2021. We own it. All right, so Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 1, we find out the Spirit of the Lord, God is on us, and we find out why. So make sure you're doing what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you to do. No religion. Be led by God for real. All right? Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God at the same time, right? To comfort all that mourn. If you're mourning, this is some comfort for you. Verse 3, the Spirit of the Lord God is on us to do all this. Verse 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them unto them beauty for ashes. God's going to take your ashes and give you beauty. If you want to give up the ashes, you know, if he tell you to stop feeling sorry for yourself and that he is with you and to cheer up, okay, let him get that them ashes and you get the beauty, because do what he telling you to do, not how you feeling. You might feel like ashes and feel like I'm depressed and sad at this time or what have you. But God right here telling you to cheer up. Live joyfully. I got you. Eat your bread with joy. Drink what you drink with you know, with a merry heart. Be merry about it, right? All right, the oil of joy. But he's going to give you beautiful ashes. Do what he say. And give him your worries, right? And start worshiping him. All right, the oil of joy for mourning. He's going to give you the oil of joy for mourning. You got to go to him to get this, man. All right? And then also go to Galatians chapter 5 and starting around verse 22 to get it. You don't have to go there now, but that's just something you can write down and get to later. Because, see, God give it good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. It's some more spiritual gifts for you. Excuse me. In Galatians chapter number 5, starting at verse 22. All right? So, yeah, go get those later on. All right? So, verse 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Zion is that place of praise. You should not be mourning if you belong to God. So, let's get them beauty. Let's get them ashes. Turn those in and get this beauty. God says, cheer up. Okay? Eat with joy. Be merry when you drink. Give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. He going to take the mourning, the sadness away, and give you joy instead. But you got to do what he tell you. The garment of praise. He going to give you that for the spirit of heaviness. All that weight, that burden down, and that oppression and that depression. He trying to take that off of you. He want to take that off of you and give you the garment of praise instead. But you got to do what he say. Yeah, that they might be called trees of righteousness. That's why. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. That he might be glorified. That's why. That he's going to be the one to be glorified. Now, I'm going to read these verses, these three verses again. Then we're going to go to the last part, and then that's it. All right? All right, so I'm going to just read them. Because we done went into them. We, you know, chewed them up, chopped them up real good, and chewed them up. And I'm talking about, man. Just can't get enough of God's word. These three verses for your Christmas episode. Yeah, your Christmas 2021. You ready? We in Isaiah chapter 61. The first three verses. So fully loaded, man. I'm telling you. But I'm just going to read them. I'm going to try my best just to read them. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Okay? That's on you too. That's all I'm going to say. That's on you too. It's the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you as well, right? Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Excuse me. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And yeah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, is upon you, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, to give unto them the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Yeah, he doing all that. Yeah, he's putting you in the position, putting us in the position to where we can receive all his benefits and his blessings. That's what the good news about. That's what the good tidings is for. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. All right, so let's go. One more place we're going to go. Psalms chapter number 18, verse 46. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, Christ must be glorified this Christmas, 2021. All right. And this broadcast has been real good. I didn't know it was going to get this good. But, you know, we're about to go ahead and... I only had two places to go in the scripture. God added another one. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to the last place. But God, yeah. We're going to the last place in his word right now for this broadcast. All right. Psalms chapter number 18, one verse from over here, verse 46. Psalms chapter 18, verse 46 says, "The Lord lives." Mm-hmm. You got to know that. That's time out. We're going to celebrate Jesus. I celebrate Jesus. Do you? All right. So let's celebrate. Yeah, Christ must be glorified this Christmas. Christ Jesus will stay in Christmas. All right. So Psalms 18 verse 46 says, "The Lord lives." It's a good reason, a good reason to celebrate right there. "And blessed be my rock." He's blessed too. "Blessed be my rock." He's my foundation on a solid rock, right? "And let the God of my salvation," not the God of my religion, but salvation is him rebirthing me. Salvation is him, some activity of God going on in my life, and him changing up my heart and changing my mind and everything, changing my, the way I look at things. And yeah, that's for us. Change the way you look at things and change your heart, your mind. That's salvation, God rebirthing us. "So let the God of my salvation be exalted." Yeah, Christmas 2021 on. That's what I'm talking about. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. Christ Jesus will stay in Christmas 2021 on. From 2021 on. Yeah, we declare it and decree in that. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But yeah, man. So, with that being said, we're going to leave here with a few little tunes in your ear. And then that's it, man. You know what I mean? You got nothing else. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Or like I like to say, Merry Christmas to blue, 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 blue. Like that. Well, all right. Get at you next time. Enjoy your Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, turn my headset up. I don't know who beat this head, bro.
Intense to slow forward. And you know it, baby.
Yeah.
Yo, first we lost Winona, then it's that worldwide spread of corona. Police shooting people, holding pizza on the corner. I teach and I warn you, the two last days are upon you. Test the slow poet, can put it in a point two. Microphone check, 1-2. But believe if it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be sipping on that corn too. Taking some by the tongue, but serve it on two. I snitch, can't snitch with no one to point two. You don't want to trouble, but draw, but warn you. Give your life to God, yo. You're not gonna let me know a Pablo.
You know, every now and then you need to stop and think. Think about all the many wonders God has performed in your life.
And I bet you begin to thank him.
From sickness and diseases,
depression
mm-hmm. beyond measure,
but through it all,
you have yet to heal.
through the hatred, anger,
and anger,
struggles, and when I fall,
and stumbles,
but you've made,
me strong,
the Lord,
the more I think,
yeah, yeah,
the more I think, thank you,
yes, one more, listen, I was down,
down and out.
They taunted
and
me,
talked about it.
Cheated,
cheated
and mistreated, but you carried
me.
The more I think, when I think about your goodness,
the more I think, I thank you.
Yeah. Now everybody can relate to this. Let's thank you.
And
racist. Oh, but I'm never,
looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide, three words come to mind, times are changing, yeah, no more rumors, there are wars going on, twisted doctor, scientists making clones, economy got some backs against the wall, people dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the Word. But everybody seems to be quoting Scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits 'cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, 'cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging, but no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth, your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please, I believe, I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe.
Or a rapper that's cool with the president, but everything of light ain't heaven sent. tell me where the weather is. Radio is certain death for the kids twerking. While the devil stay working, what it is. Lucifer, you such a liar, huh? And you such a fraud. I think it's fitting that you die in purple Jesus walk.
And they can call it what they want. You can call it what you want. I know, but I know exactly what it is.
Every time I think of you, when I think of us. watch list, the burning of your actions, the bedrock of trust, then stops on your block, cause you're the head cop, you're just. So gracious and merciful, praise you deserve it, so worthy of worship, oh. We call you hope, we call you peace and love, you're all of these, you're all of the above. I bless your name, Father, cause you're majestic, time tested, skillfully built in six and on the seventh you rested. Who else can make the moon glow and the sun shine and have four different seasons flow all at one time? You are the main attraction, the who and what's happening, universal captain, no need for slumber, you're never flacking. Nobody does what you do or could ever do what you've done. Most High Supreme, King, the only one.
If you would've never made the earth, Lord, that could never change your worth. If there was never another soul to behold your beauty, you'd be just amazing as you are. Truly, I'm gazing at the stars. Each one tells a story. Each one tells us of your glory. Tells us of your might and your power. May my praise be like a flower, but you made the flowers too. What can we give you? Nothing's ours. This is yours.
Every time I think of you, when I think of other things you
Lord, I feel you in the utmost way.
Most way.
You're divine, we know you're more cool than Fonzie. You're shiny, she kinda lights up all your omni.
Yeah,
omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. You're imminent in addition to intimate and sufficient. You lock us in your aura, that's proper. You're living aura, that's water. You're part of your God, and you're more than a brother, his daughter.
I'm electrified by your lightning likeness. Gift of Izine, no one that I've seen is like this. You're priceless. Nothing compares, nothing is fair enough to hold up to you.
Nah.
What could dare receive stares and glory, and while receiving it, inspire all and command all obedience. You're infinitely exceeding man's limits,
plus
you're transcendent,
plus
and endless,
Lord,
you are.
Situation ill on the rail, pitiful, everything digital, no conscience, no feeling, no
more reconciliation, no healing. Feeling kinda mad cold. Wickedness to places jokers can't go. Cause of this, I'm just another chocolate child. Trying to get down from a crown, not like the rest. Motivation, money, sex, and sex. What a combo. Rather have self-respect. When the crowd goes, that's that. No compromise, price or nothing. The same whether you say it in English or Russian. No fiend, don't play that. The cross you gotta bear, I can't weigh that. If it ain't the word of God, don't say that. If you mad, blame God, where the weight at? Not the one to judge, faith is firm, won't budge. When aces turn, all other cards done. What you read, you sow, and what you don't, you won't. What you know, and what you don't, you blow. Take the flow, you need be. The motivator, the innovator is who I be. The visionary, holy revolutionary with the prophecy. Holy hip-hop, a prophet, the prophet MC. Next to me, demon MCs don't start. I bring the holy ruckus, won a war, don't start. From the heart, I express and expand the text. This is the hour, and I've got the power.
I know what pain is about. I know what hurt is about. So all these cats running him out tomorrow, I don't know if this real. It's hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's not his slop. It's hip-hop. And if cats want some hip-hop that's real, that you ain't got to turn out when your mama come in or turn out your grandmama, your niece, your nephew, some more than you can blast from A to Z, yo, it's the BBJ album. Universal Concussion.
Yeah. KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only found in Christ. We get the bling and shine, but we still all blind. Not realizing it's the inside that should stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets. Even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above. We all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Backwards world we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't studying man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm busting this rap. I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. If now I'm lying to the fool, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Look, they poor over there. Let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal and they make their music sound like him. And him and her. No creativity in the mix. Nowhere. Not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping. Can't take hip-hop from us. Cause it's still real rapping. Leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell me like it is. You done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you. Don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
I will always pray. this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.